Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnielle and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's value meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing great, man. Where are you this morning? You back in Florida? You on the road? Where are you?
I'm in Florida, just dropping little John off at the airport. He's going back to school.
Gotcha. You have a good time together with him? He's been in there with you for a while?
You know the holidays are up when your kids are older and they're flying back somewhere. It sucks.
Yeah, that's so what's the schedule for the golf team? I sometimes get confused when the official season is. Is it fall? Is it summer? How does it work, JD?
Well, they had 4 or 5 in the fall. They did really well. They're ranked 9th right now. They go in the spring. Spring's the biggest thing. You know, they play about 5 or 6 tournaments in the spring. Then they get the SEC championships and hopefully make regionals and then NCAAs.
Your son, Little John, or I guess I'm not sure what nickname everybody's calling him now.
Do they call him Petit Jean?
Petit Jean. but he's got a lot of attention, JD, so I'm sure there's some high expectations about him this spring.
Well, he played golf yesterday. We played a lot on this holiday. He is killing it. He's chipping it well. He's putting it well. His whole game is good right now. So
that's great.
I think he's going to have a great spring.
Now, what year is this for him? Is he a junior or a sophomore?
He's a fifth-year senior. He registered his sophomore year.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Holy cow. This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
The Hogs are going to get a national championship in golf.
We might have talked about this. How do you feel? A lot of talk about NIL and football, basketball, but what about the NIL program for golf at U of A? What's it like?
Well, they give sponsorships to the university. They have to go to the University of Arkansas. Like, we did a Morgan to Morgan commercial. He's got a Bushnell deal with Cobra, whatever it's called.
Right.
Speaker deals. He has deals. But it all has to go to the University of Arkansas.
JD, I know there's two aspects. You've got NIL, which sounds like he's doing a good job. Does the Razorback golf team get any money? I know most of the $20 million that they get always goes to football, but do they get any money? Does the football share any money with golf? I would imagine very little, if any, or do they?
No, I don't know. I mean, that's something you'd have to ask, you know, the athletic director and everything. But they raise their own money.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, John Tyson, you know, you got the blessings there. One of the greatest golf courses I've ever played. Tyson lets them practice out there. John Tyson loves golf so much that I think they kind of fly on the plane every now and then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bet. Now, listen, that's the guy you want in your corner. And, Roger, you know, I don't think I've ever played the Blessings. I hear it's just super tough. Not sure I want to or not. We should do that. That should be on our list for 2026.
Oh, yeah, I think Jacob Short has played that many a time. Are you to play the Blessings?
We're playing the Blessings.
Well, now, John was up there.
You were when they had the tournament up
right,
there.
Right, and you had smoking and drinking. You know why? Because he's John Daly.
Yeah.
And you want John Daly on
that. Yeah, that's right.
You want John Daly on your course. No, that's fantastic. I don't know. We'd have to use your name to get in.
You're good. You're good. Johnny loves me. Anytime you want to play the Blessings. I want you boys to play the back tee. It's about 8,200 yards long. Good luck.
Yeah, right. 8,200 yards. Good Lord.
Wow.
We're talking to John Daly, brought to you by Moe's. We really appreciate them. They've got that value meal, junior burrito, side of queso, chip, salsa, drink for only $9.99. So go by and take advantage of that.
Do it.
Now, JD, I know that you support the Cowboys. Do you have an NFL team beside the Cowboys that you sort of root for?
What?
Well, I am a Cowboys. Roger, we live and die by him.
That's
I know
right.
that. Yeah. You are
right.
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of, it's really weird. You know, my AFC team was the Steelers when I grew up.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
okay.
My big team was always the Cowboys, but God, that was a demolishment last night. Wow. That sucked.
Yeah, wow. I was thinking, I don't know what made me think that Steelers, you know, Justin Moore, that's his favorite team is the Steelers. I was thinking.
Yeah, but you, listen, and there were two Super Bowls or a couple, well, three Super Bowls that I can think of with the Cowboys and the Steelers.
I know.
You won either way.
Exactly. Wasn't that great in the 70s when they played, when Staubach played Bradshaw?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
And how crazy is it, John, that every Tuesday on the same day we have you, we have Terry Bradshaw calling in during football season. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, those were the good old days when those two teams played each other.
Yep.
It still is. The NFC to me is offense, the AFC's defense.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
Well, I was telling Baz the other day that, you know, of course, it's the Houston Texans, not the ones that used to be the Oilers anyway. And back in the day when Houston and Pittsburgh got together, they were fantastic games between Bum Phillips's Oilers and the Steelers going back and forth with each other. You knew that it was going to be a cold, cold game watching those guys in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Houston Oilers, were the team back then.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
Earl
were fun.
Campbell,
yeah.
What a stud. What
gone.
A stud Earl Campbell was, huh?
We hit a roadblock in Auburn Saturday, J.D. Did you get a chance to watch that game of the Hogs basketball?
I did. It's okay. I mean, every team goes through that. Sometimes you go away and, you know, you just can't make threes. And we were shooting too many threes instead of going. We were bigger than they were. And we just didn't seem to go down and we didn't, you know, we really were rushing it, it looked like to me. But it's all right. Hey, what are we, 12-4?
Yeah, we're
15th in the nation.
Yeah. And A-Cuff,
I ain't worried about basketball.
Hey, one of the things, too, that I've had, you know, a lot of people enjoy, we were talking about our best guest of the year. Of course, you got a lot of votes, and they say we love the Casino John shows. John's at the casino playing. And somebody was asking me about that the other day, and I said, you don't play card games, you play slots. And if memory serves me right, are they $25 slots or $100 slots, or have you done both?
Oh, I play 100, 500. I go 75, 150 to 300, sometimes 500 to 1,000.
So 500 per pull or per push.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
go big or go home.
I will say this about you, J.D. Go ahead.
And Jesper, I just left picking Lil Jon up. I barely made it to get him to the airport. I was at the Hard Rock for... 12 hours, Anna? 12 hours last night.
Are you 12 hours?
Oh, my God.
Anna,
why did you give up so early?
You had to get a little job there for it.
Well, hey, you know what? There's one thing that's really loyal to me is my three favorite slot machines at Hard Rock. So,
okay.
If you stay on them long enough, you're bound and determined to win something, and I clipped their ass last night.
Since Anna's always there with you, does she have to give you the little point to the nose? Or
some skimming?
Let's get out of here. Todd, does she give you the signal?
She's the banker.
Nice.
She goes, that's good. Hey, honey, let's get out of here with her money.
Yeah. Do some skimming on that.
She just wants a little bit, which is all of it.
Well,
hey, the thing I love.
Our Ralph Schuster here is fantastic. He's got his favorite machine, and he knows how to play it, and that's his go-to, and that's what he does.
Well,
and he walks out with big money as well.
This is what I appreciate, John. Frank Fletcher, who, he's very super successful, extremely wealthy. And he plays big money like you do, but he's got his internal. I mean, he pretty much knows. Hey, this is how much I'm willing to lose tonight, or I lose every night. This is how much I feel like I can win and walk out of there. But I've seen him a bunch. He knows when he's lost big, where that line is. He's not giving any more money. Are you the same way? Do you have sort of a line to where, okay, that's as much as I'm willing to lose tonight?
Oh yeah, but you know, I think Frank's the same as me, man. It's like, you know, he sells millions of cars a year. He's like. You know, it's like, hey, it's my time to get away from the world.
Yes.
It's my time to get away from the world. And That's kind of what I do, and I bet Frank does the same thing.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Now, those $500 slots, John, are they like themed? Is it like Wonder Woman or Marvel, or is there a big gorilla or dinosaur?
Or is there just a mirror so you can look and see who's the big swinging stick that's playing the game with $500?
What's the theme of the machine?
Hey, you got to be a man to play triple cash.
You're damn right, a woman, a man.
It's triple what?
When she triple hits, cash. Like when she loves you, she hits so hard, it's so good.
Okay, triple cash. I'm going to Google. I'm going to go to Oakland, see if they have triple cash or triple whatever it is. So
listen, you be careful. You'll go down a rabbit hole.
Double cash, double gold seven.
Okay. On three.
Ready? Break. All right, brother. Have a great week. Give Anna a hug there for us, and we'll be watching Little John, and good luck to him this spring. Hope he kicks butt.
All right. Go Hogs. Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Johnny. Go Hogs. Go Hogs.
$500 a push.
Yeah.